Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis spins and fires to second, with Alley covering, and Agee is picked off. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Garrett moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew bunts in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Allie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Alou reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-0 in the game. McAndrew hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Agee reaches second base with a double. Garrett scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Garrett strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Jerry May. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Ricketts now catching. Dave Justy now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rich Fokker's now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shamsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.